بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه who said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم look to the one who is lower than you وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ and do not look at the person who is above you. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ for it is more deserving that you do not reject the favors of Allah upon you. And this hadith has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So this noble hadith, which Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, is regarding ash-shukr, showing gratitude and appreciation to Allah for the blessings which He has given you. And this hadith, it shows us a way or an avenue for us to strengthen our shukr and to strengthen our appreciation to Allah. And that is, انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم. That always look at those people who are less off than you, who are less fortunate than you, who have less than you. And do not look at those who have more. And if you keep looking at those people who are less off than you, then you will realize the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. So the shukr of Allah, showing shukr and gratitude to Allah, this is ra'sul ibadah. This is the core of worship. And it is at the heart of every type of goodness to show gratitude to Allah for the blessings He has given you. And if a person only looks at those who are better off and those who are wealthier, then that person will only desire more and more and will only consider himself in a bad situation. But as long as a person is always looking at those who are around him who are less off than him, then he will realize how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So look around you and you will see many people who are affected by various types of illnesses and diseases. And they wish and they hope that they were in your state, in which you are healthy and strong and well. And so if you look at those people, then you will realize Allah's blessing upon you. And there are many people around you who are poor and are hungry. And they wish that they were at your level of wealth and provisions. And so if you look at those people, you remember the blessing of Allah upon you. And there are many people around you who suffer from mental illnesses and emotional problems and relationships which are disrupted at home, and they wish they had what you have in terms of stability at home and out of the house. And so the Prophet said, look at those people and you realize the blessing of Allah upon you. And similarly, when it comes to a house, there are many people who don't have a house and don't have a refuge, and they wish that they were at your level of comfort. And so look at those people and you will appreciate the blessings of Allah upon you. So this hadith shows us how to increase in our shukr of Allah, that we always look to those people who are less off than us. And this hadith is also important for our youth and our children who are being provided for by their parents. That we shouldn't be children who always want more and more, and an increase and increase, and more greed. Rather look at those people who are much less than you and they wish they had a fraction of what you have, and show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وبالله التوفيق.